There's a showdown brewing down in Orange County between new Garden Grove Mayor Bao Nguyen and the community of Vietnamese refugees in a place called Little Saigon. Now, last week, the Garden Grove City Council voted to send a letter to Riverside criticizing its decision to enter into a sister city agreement with a Vietnamese town. One person who did not sign that letter, that critical letter, was Nguyen. Even though he was born in a refugee camp, he says it is not Garden Grove's place to criticize another city's political decisions. Gustavo Arellano is with us. He's the editor of OC Weekly, and he joins us now for our KCRW Orange County line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
All right, so how is this being viewed in the Vietnamese community?
There is a lot of anger right now from the first generation, the immigrants, the refugees. They are essentially calling Bao a communist, which, of course, is the worst slur you could call anyone in the Vietnamese community, all because he does not want to sign this. And Bao's doing the right thing. He's standing by his principles. But at the same time, because he's standing by his principles, that's why he's in this problem that no matter what he could try to do now, he's just not going to be able to win this one. So that could be scary for his prospects.
Well, I know one younger critic of Nguyen spoke out at this city council meeting in Garden Grove saying that the mayor picked the wrong time to do this, to take this stand. Does that person have a point?
You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And what does a mayor do in a city? You're supposed to make sure taxes come in, don't tax people too much, make sure all the utilities work. Anything else really is extracurricular activities. Of course, grandstanding politicians love to do that. And this is all what's going on with this letter. It's another one of Bao's colleagues, a rival, a man by the name of Phap Bui. He and other people on the city council pushed this, signed this, and said, hey, let's stand against Riverside for them entering into a sister city program. It's happened in Orange County again and again and again, and almost all Vietnamese politicians have always fallen in line. Okay, let's go protest, let's sign this letter, let's condemn Vietnam or this city for either hanging the red Vietnamese flag instead of the South Vietnam flag. It happens again and again. So this has to stop, though. This is politics that really are nothing else than brownie points for a particular constituency. Unfortunately, though, for Bao, this constituency is very, very powerful, not only in Garden Grove, but in Little Saigon politics.
In Little Saigon, and indeed we've talked about this political machine that is the Vietnamese American community, right?
Absolutely. And Bao is one of the first 1.5 or second generation politicians, the politicians that are supposed to come after this refugee wave. Bao grew up here in the United States in Garden Grove, and I think his stance is completely correct. The city of Garden Grove should not be playing these political games. Yeah, I understand there's a lot of Vietnamese refugees in the city, but the city should care first and foremost about what's going on, again, with utilities, with making sure the streets are paved, not sending off letters of protest. And of course, the dirty little secret is that there is a lot of commerce going on between these Garden Grove Vietnamese refugees and Vietnam itself. So for them to want to have it one way but doing it the other way, it's hypocrisy at its worst.
So what will this political machine do to Bao Nguyen? Is his career over?
Not yet, but there were some calls for a recall during the last city council meeting. It remains to be seen if anything will happen. But mark my words, the Republican Party in Orange County, which of course, Bao is Democrat. It's supposed to be a nonpartisan office, but Bao is a rising star in the Democratic Party, and so the Republicans would be more than happy to see controversy swirling against Bao. And if there is a recall effort launched, I guarantee you the Republicans are going to help out these little Saigon voters to try to get them out and nip a shooting star in the bud, to mix my metaphors there.
Something that we'll be watching, right, Gustavo, from Orange
always.
County. Always. Gustavo Arellano with today's KCRW Orange County line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.